This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Winter arrived. Official winter, I should say, as in winter solstice and on. Ironically, that day, the solstice, was pretty warm in the uplands of southeastern Arizona. At our home near the banks of the Ojolote, the daytime temperature was in the 60s. But winter came, winter saw, winter conquered. Cold days and nights, rain in the grasslands, snow in the mountains, then more snow in the mountains and snow in the grassland, lots of snow, and it fell across the borderlands. Ms. Mosquiti and I drove to Bisbee on a snowy Saturday, and walking the sidewalks of old Bisbee where native vegetation comes down slope to the town, walking there was like walking in a snow globe. And the flurries never stopped, and Bisbeeites were bundled head to toe. A couple days later, more winter arrived with snow and very low temperatures. 4 inches of snow fell at our little homestead, and one night the temperature dropped to 9 degrees. The wood stove was cranking and clanking in the 1991 Marvelette. And one snowy afternoon, Ms. Mosquiti and I drove out of our place and headed up to see how much snow had fallen at the headwaters of the Ojolote. Four-wheel drive was needed as we climbed up the road parallel to the creek. The tires scrunched in the snow, the same sound your boots make walking in wet snow. Scrunch, scrunch, scrunch. A handful of adventurous folks made the drive as well. Some clustered around a fire, but children ran through the snow, slamming sleds onto slopes, making snowmen, throwing clunky snowballs. Children find so much joy in snow. And will play in it until they are blue and shivering. They waved mittens at us as we crept by them in our truck. I like snow too, but wondered if along the way I had lost the childish joy of snow. Those children playing made me think about all that, you know. I do love the scrunch of boots and snow. I love how a blanket of snow changes a landscape so much you can't even see familiar landscapes. I love snow on branches of pines or junipers that look like a Bob Ross painting. Oh, and I love tracks in snow. Oh, yeah, cottontail tracks, coyote tracks, mule deer tracks in fresh snow, quail tracks, and then following tracks in snow. Yeah, yeah, tracks in snow. The adult in me, likes the moisture of snow, the moisture it brings to semi-arid lands, right? Snow melting on our roof drips into our cisterns, snow melting in the grassland. It's like slow moisture, slow moisture. I'm a member of the slow moisture movement, okay? Snow melting in the mountains and hills means runoff and seeps and streams, creeks and rivers. In this semi-arid land, they'll run. Moisture will hide under rocky slopes, and grasses, forbs, shrubs, trees, they'll all benefit, as will the critters associated with those plants, from the tiniest invertebrate to the largest vertebrates. I mean, look at that digger bee on that solanum. Look at that black bear eating acorns. Hummingbirds on pinstem and cloudless sulfur larvae on cinnas, white-tailed deer in tall grasses. Give me some rain, give me some snow, you know, give me a bodacious spring and summer fueled by rain and snow. Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want in a new year. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait, Petey, remember. Oh, yeah, I got to make a snowman and I got to throw a clunky snowball. I'll tell you, my friends, the desert is going to be beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti. And this has been Growing Native.